Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Hi, everyone. Listen, we had a little blackout here, so I was thinking, oh, my God, I better start praying. I'm talking about our show topic right now. How do I know God hears my prayers? Part 3. This is a very, very interesting topic. You know, we've been trailing it for the last 2 weeks because many people that I talk to say, oh, you know what? I'm not going to pray. I'm not going to do anything. I've been praying all my life and nothing has happened. Well, on Global Vision for Living Today, we're going to hear that, hey, you can't stop. There's some music going around talking about don't stop now. But, you know, I really don't know what they're talking about. But God bless all of you for tuning in. It's always a pleasure to talk and impart the word of God. You know, people say, Doctor, you've been talking a lot about the Psalm 83:18 God. Well, who is it? I heard and I read, and Grandpa said somewhere down the road that ain't no God, but Jehovah God. He couldn't hardly pronounce his name. God bless you all. Listen, how do I know God hears my prayers? You know, this is a very important topic because, you know, without going through the one called Jesus Christ, we can't get to God anyway. He said, no one comes to the Father. Uh-oh, Father and Son, hey, no one comes to the Father except through me. So that means we've got two spirits that we're going to be dealing with this morning. But I welcome all of you on the show. I see, you know, dashboard just rolling. You guys are scrambling to get on. We have with us, as most of you know, Colonel Dr. Harrison. He's been with us. This is our 203rd episode. So that tells you we're not playing. And these episodes have been imparted with wisdom through Colonel Harrison. He's on, and most of you also are Beverly Hills Administrator, Ms. Georgia Gregory. She's joining us again. You know, I can't call all the names, but you understand where I'm coming from. We got some big dogs now that are going to help us out. But now, this Psalm 83:18, God, have I been a fool? Colonel Harrison, have people been a fool? Talking about calling on God and praying to God, and we already found out what the meaning of a prayer is. A prayer is a solemn request to a source or being higher than us. That's all a prayer is, a solemn request. I need something. I want something. I got to have something, and I can't get it on my own. Colonel Harrison, how do we know God hears prayers?
Good morning, Dr. Capitino, listening audience. We know that God hears prayers because God says in his holy words written in the Bible that he hears prayers of those who call upon him, those who seek him, those who reach out to him and have a talk with him. And so God's holy words are true. So that's one way we know that God hears prayers. The other way we know that when we have a talk with God, we have a particular concern, a problem, an issue, if we wait on God to answer our prayers, he not only hears our prayers, but he answers our prayers. We see the results in our individual lives of God answering our prayer concerns. And providing we have a good relationship with God, he answers the prayers. So I'll pause at this point.
I sure want you to, because you know what? Hi, everybody. I was getting ready to eat you up. No, God does not hear all prayers. Hey, y'all out there. This is Dr. C. And, you know, nothing's really funny this morning because Satan is not dead. My daddy said everybody can laugh when we get the word that Satan is dead. So I'm not laughing, trying to be funny, because there's nothing funny about a calling on an unseen God that has promised us everything. But here we go. He said, his son said, the ancient prophet said, y'all write this down, God hears the prayers of the righteous. No
That's
wonder
right.
People are going about, say, yes, sir, yes, chief, yes, sir. Yes, everything. He hears the prayers of the righteous. So we're telling you, you know what? If you feel or sense you impart unto your own self that, oh, I'm gonna lay down and pray. I'm gonna get on my knees and pray. Everything gonna be all right. It will not be all right. Yes, you have been a fool if you think you can walk around in sin, live in sin. Disregard the word of God. When you disregard the word of God, you are saying you ain't about nothing. You know what? Somebody needs to start running right now. God hears the prayers of the righteous. So if you haven't been attempting, trying, begging to live in righteousness, then there's no reason for God to even look your way, brother man. God does not hear all prayers. So the context of what we're going to talk about this morning is, well, if he don't, no wonder I ain't got what I've been praying for. Talk to me. Tell me something. Tell me how can I put my life in a position to where God is going to hear my prayer. I done went to mama, she ain't had no answers. I done went to papa, he ain't had no answer. I certainly done walked into some of these churches, and I done heard 1,000 different answers. Jehovah, please, you know what to do about that. So right now, we're going to come up with some information for you, so you will know how to get your prayers answered, because you ain't going to get nothing from nobody else. Bible says the whole world is lying in the hands of the wicked one. So I know we got to find out, well, how can I get a prayer through? I want to get out of that situation with Satan. I want to get out of the situation that I'm in disrespecting God. I want to get out of this mindset that I can walk around and eat some Kentucky Fried Chicken and collard greens and everything going to be all right. You know what? Hey, please, come on. You done been taught something wrong. Run in, sit down, listen, run out, and do the same thing. How do I know God hears my prayers? Well, number one, the Bible says we must approach God in the way that he approved. So if you know your life is not under the hands of approval by God, you got a problem. And we don't have to waste 24 hours trying to talk about this. Number one, I'm sinning against God. Doing what you know God has told you don't do. How long you think you got? Oh, well, you know, I'm going to step away right now. You know what? You're not going to get your prayers out. You just talking to the wind, Bishop James Mims said. He said, when they come in there begging and crying, my daughter's in jail, and they're all manner of evil. You know what Bishop would say? You ain't been praying. Your life is wrong. I would say, Bishop, how could you say that the one coming in there crying, praying for the daughter in jail, how could you say that? He said, because he ain't took responsibility to teach them about me. Anything outside of God is sin. Colonel Harrison, if everything outside of God is sin, what are some of the other ways? First, in our right, if we declare to Jehovah God that we really want to change, we really want to have a brain transfusion, we really want to show God that, hey, you know what? I'm not out there in that world, one foot out in the world and one foot here. You know you dying like Adam and Eve and ain't no return. Ever, well, you know, when I die, I'm going to get a resurrection. How do you know that and you don't know how to pray to God? You haven't gone to God in righteousness. Don't come up in my face if you are not living a righteous life. We already got that figured out. My daddy used to say, if a cat run down this the church aisle and tell me Jesus Lord, he said, I'm going to get up and I'm going to get in behind the cat. I mean, all of this is just... It's not old-fashioned, to say the least, but everything in the Word of God is for reproving and for rebuking and to setting our own life straight. And God help the ones that hear the Word, oh, my God, and do not do the Word, do not do what it says. So right now we've got to, if we want God to hear our prayers, God help me. I was telling someone last night, you know what, don't cry. Don't worry about how slow you're going. Just keep going. How do we know that God hears our prayers? We got to beg God to put us in a righteous life, put us in a righteous stand. While you begging God, people are saying that's really who you are, and that's really what you are about. You know what? Hallelujah. I wish I could say something, but last night, this morning, oh, my God, I wasn't happy with the tongue, I guess, until I was able to say, wait a minute. Y'all supposed to be leading. Yeah. You know what? Let me tell you something. How do you know God hears your prayers? Get in a righteous life, number one, and get yourself in a position that there's a reason why God should hear you. A prayer is a silent request. You're begging God for something. Let's keep it real. You aren't going to God if you got big money in the bank, big house, driving a brand new 2023 cars. I said, oh, my God, it's just, hey, it's 2022. Listen, if we want God to hear our prayers, we got to, for real, it's also, I am for real, we for real have got to go to God and beg him to put us in a righteous state. I may be unclean now, but I heard somewhere, Grandma told me some time ago that it's you and it's you alone. So we got to get righteous. Colonel Harrison, what are some of the other ways? Now, let's make sure these answers is right. What are some of the other ways we can know that God hears our prayers? What's supposed to manifest in our life after God hears our prayers?
What will manifest in our lives, we'll see a change. We'll experience a change in our lives once God hears our prayers. And you're absolutely right. God hears the prayers only of the righteous, not the unrighteous, Dr. Coppedino. So we will see a change come in our lives. But in order for a change to come in our lives, we have to make sure that we have our ways, that we have our mind, our heart, and our soul in a way that's pleasing unto God. God has certain expectations of mankind, and so we have to make changes in our lives. If we have anything in our lives not pleasing with God, then we have to cry out to God and ask God to yield to God, humble ourselves to God, so God can change us. And God will change our ways. He'll change our hearts. He'll change our minds, which controls our outer actions, our emotions through our senses. And then the change will come. You'll realize the change. You'll see the change. And then you'll be able to encourage others, because other people will see the difference in you. So that's the part that we have to do. Be willing to yield to God, humble ourselves to God, so God can make a change in our lives. A lot of people don't want to give up their free will and yield to God. God Jehovah, the Psalm 83:18, God. So we got to yield to him if you want him to make a change in you. And he hears the prayers of the righteous. I'll pause.
That most sure is true. You know what my daddy used to say? You know, these people don't realize that before they can send a sheep to some kind of a I don't know if it's slaughterhouse or whatever, but he said they got to first skin all that wool off of them. And that's how God does with us. He takes us in a position when he knows we really want to be righteous. Not because Jagaloga is portraying that, but because he has a mission for all of us. But we're not going to do nothing outside of God's power. And his son proved it. His son, when he was on earth, he said, now I don't know if he saw them 12 minus one praying, but he just walked up and said, follow me. He didn't say, follow your grandma nowhere. He didn't say, follow your grandson nowhere. He didn't care about that, because if he did, he'd have went over around the corner and called them. He said to them, 11, he said, follow me. Don't follow nothing else. Don't follow a McDonald's hamburger. Don't follow your doctor. I hear a lot of people, my doctor told me. Jesus said to them, follow me. And it's the same thing here today. If we really want to be a part of God and God's family and what God is about. Our subheading says, Psalm 83:18, KJV, have I been a fool? Yes, you have. Yes, you have. If you didn't got a call on your life and you on Fifth and Crocker, what you got, what business you have over there? The master done, you done heard in your mind, your heart, and your soul, follow me. And you think you ain't going to follow his son, a.k.a. him, and you want him to hear something you got to say? Ain't no need to wait until you got 3 seconds to live on your deathbed. Ain't no need to wait until the doctor say, well, you'll be dead tomorrow. Go home and make your arrangements. And that ain't going to happen too long. Doctors is quitting. They say nothing they can do with all these modern-day diseases, monkeypox, people laying around with each other, and they filth, godly filth. Oh, no. Oh, no. He said, follow me. So there's no excuse for anything. I was telling someone on the study that anything you say is nothing. And surely your action is a triple nothing. If you want this God to hear your prayers, number one, his son said, follow me. Left the word. Son said, follow me. Went all the way to Golgotha. Crucified. Held his head and the locks of his shoulder and said, it is finished. And here's some fool going to spit on that. They're going to disrespect what he did. No other way. He said, through one man sin entered into the world. And here I am. God send me. How do you know God hears your prayers? Oh, my God. You got to beg him to clean you up. And number 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6, 7. We've got to ask God to make us real. All this old phonyism, you can't cover it up with Dolce and Gabbana. If you're not living right, you can't buy a $35,000 jacket or a $6,000 dress and think that's all you got to do and wait on some pension money. Let me tell you something. The Bible says we are dead men. Although we live, when we do not go to God in prayers because our life, we have begged him to help us get right and clean, and then here we are, like a dog going back to their vomit. You know what? I'm just telling my father, I sure wish I could be part of that wrecking crew that God was sitting by, because I was thinking, you know, how can a person that didn't even make himself create himself, how can a person walk about in some kind of unprofessional snobbery and think because they got 2 cents, oh, yeah, well, I'm all right. You know, I feel all right. Well, I guess, you know, my mind is all right. Well, I guess my grandma tell them all right. You know what, dead man, dead woman? God ain't hearing your prayer. You just saying something to sever your own conscience. But the Bible says, the Bible says, I'm going to read some of these again from last week. You must be holy. You must be holy as I am holy. I'm talking about Jehovah and Jesus Christ. We must have a desire to please God. That's how you know he's going to hear your prayer, because if he know you got a desire to please him, no, I don't know. I've been doing all this all my life. I don't know what I'm going to do. Where's your desire? Or is it to walk around a Knoxbury farm skinning and grinning? Dead man walking through Knoxbury farm. Holy Ghost, thank you. Oh, my God. You got to be ready to obey what God tells you to do. Oh, yeah, he surely will hear that prayer. You got to thank him. You got to thank him in jail. Thank him on the hospital bed. And if you could, you know, thank him in your coffin, because I'm going to tell you something. Most of these people I talk to say, you know, I gave him all I had. I haven't heard none of them say they put him in a trust, because they can call their lawyer and say, get him out of there. I'll talk to you later. You ain't even got to tell them a name, because some of these people are very smart. They say, well, why are you doing that? And you disrespect it. Are you crazy? Are you standing up in here crazy? We got to really must be tired of ourselves and our old way of life. Sin ain't got, I told someone last night, sin ain't got you nothing. Ain't got you nowhere. Name ain't no nowhere. Ain't nobody calling you one step from suicide. Oh, my God. I said, you better put that. Oh, I can't curse on this. I said, but you better put that shit down. You know what? How do you know God hears your prayers when you ain't got time to play with the human spirit? Those that have a right spirit know when you're telling the truth. You don't want nothing from them. They ain't got nothing, really. they said the home ownership amongst blacks is at less than 10%. Ain't got nothing. Been a fool. Ain't knew how to handle nothing. Ain't knew how to hide nothing when you had the chance. Hello. How do I know God hears my prayers? Colonel Harrison, what should a person do if they're confused and claim, you know, I've been praying since I was a 0 years old? And I'm in the same shed, don't have anything, wondering, I have no recognition. What happened to me? I know that, you know what? He's an on-time God. People know physicians can fall down right now. And within 24 hours, God's going, you know what? Within an hour, they'll probably get a telephone call. I told someone that. I said, I hadn't gotten my money yet, but I'm going to tithe off of what I'm going to get. Who am I? Same day, within hours, I got back exactly over the tenth of that. I'm telling you, try God. That's how you can know if he hears your prayers. Try him. He know if you're holy. He know if you're looking out, your next wannabe can be killers. He already know you got 2 seconds to live. What is your problem? How do I know God hears my prayers? Colonel Harrison, come on and answer some of that again. What are some other ways a person know? You already said, number one, some things are going to show up in your life. That's part of number one. You keep on finding prayers. How do you know God hears your prayer? In fact, what are you praying about? Maybe we should go there. What should a person be praying about when they approach God? Because they're hungry, they can go to the grocery store. If they're sick, they can go to a walk-in clinic. You know, if they can't hear right, they can get them a hearing aid. So what would a person even be going to God praying about? Can you answer that? What are you on your knees for? That's a good question. Come on, Colonel, we don't have all day.
Yes, you said make it real with God. In other words, King David said it a different way. The first king of Israel, back in the 9th century, King David said, create in me, O Lord, a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. He cried out to the Lord in prayer, and that's what we have to do. We have to cry out, and we have to ask God to cause us to change. God, we have to first be willing to change from our wrongful ways. We know when we're doing things that are right and things which are wrong according to man's standard. But God has a higher standard. So we have to be willing to turn around, turn away from those wrongful ways, wrongful deeds, wrongful things that we are doing. Be kind and loving toward others because God is love. And so if we want something, then we have to position ourselves with the creator of the universe, who's God Jehovah, to get that which we want to seek or desire. And if we don't position ourselves, we're not going to get it, because God is a righteous God. Whether people believe there's a God or not, the Bible says there is a God. Has been, will be, and will continue to be for all time and eternity. So we have to change. We have to get ourselves in alignment with God and turn from our wrongful ways.
You know what? You sure hit it on the nail. You know, I can only wonder how Jeremiah shook when he was told to go into the kings and tell them their days are going to be numbered. I can only imagine Jesus walking about. It didn't say he went into the store, bought some brand new sandals. It didn't say they were standing around the Neiman Marcus of the day talking about, I need a brand new robe. You know what? God is real. And we that are talking about him and that calling on him want anything out of him. Like Colonel Harrison just said, there has got to be some righteousness on the table. They didn't go, and you know what? Let me show how Holy Ghost Spirit just hit. You don't read nowhere in that Bible they ran back over to grandma's and start talking. They took a day off, 1, 2, 3, 4 days off, and went over there by the seaside, sitting around with their relatives. I mean, hey, this thing is real, and it's worse today than it was then. They didn't do that. And if it was important, glory to God, it would have been a record left of that. You don't read that anywhere. You don't read it nowhere. He took a pit stop to turn water into wine. And that was an example of the onslaught of his ministry. I'm going to let these fools know who I am. But outside of that, It wasn't no party time, holiday time. I took some day off from the Sea of Galilee for holiday. You know what? All y'all on this show that got ears, I surely hope you're listening. I don't know all the thousands of you. I don't know. But I hope you know this, that we're not playing. We're bringing you the unadulterated word of God. How do I know God hears my prayers? Well, who else you want to hear? You got anybody else in mind that can operate on your heart? You got anybody else in mind that can go to the jailhouse and try to get you out? Come on. We can go all day long on this. You don't. You're in the wrong environment. Somebody asked me, could I be comfortable in there? You're in the wrong environment. You're with the wrong people. I would hate to be sitting over there eating and drinking with some of my relatives and a big hurricane come. Ain't no need to be, oh, God, oh, God. He told them from the littlest to the oldest, wipe them all out. I told my dad, I said, you know what? I sure wish I had that opportunity to be a part of that team. I don't like people disrespecting God. I can't do nothing. I have to be myself. But when you're around people that disrespecting God, keep hanging around them and see what you're going to get. You better know where they stand. My daddy used to say, you better know where your friends stand. I mean, he was a very wise man. He was so wise, Doris Day, Marvin Melcher, and Margaret. I got pictures of them. All none but white people, blonde hair, blue eyes, all standing around Bishop Britton and laughing. I got pictures of them eating in Miss Ralph's, Xander Kraft Ralph's, heirs to the Kraft mayonnaise. I got all that. And he told me if she didn't want to serve God, her daughter, oh, my God, just like her. I tell you, she was on stage one place, and she had on a long ball gown. She didn't wear them short things. And a matching shawl, I looked at it. Jehovah's name, I'll never forget it. I said, that's me. And, of course, I grew up to take almost paper and make something out of it. But she was my go-to girl, and she loved his kids. You know what? Let's be real. You ain't going to get real if you don't go to God in prayer. You can't. Are you insane? Are we insane? You see, you can't go to the people begging you for nothing and try to pray through them. What's wrong? Bible says Satan is sly and sneaky. But let me tell you what. We've already established here. How do you know he hears your prayers? Well, we already told you he is not hearing that. He is not hearing this. He know your heart. That the creator who created you know your heart. Know you really ain't no good. You know what? I hate a masquerade party. You know, where Halloween, you put on a mask, you somebody. You know what? I hate that. Now, I got some Halloween masks in case I need an eye lift and I got to go to church and wear that. But you know what? We need to stop. We done fooled ourselves so until we are really crazy ourselves. 1 in 3 is mentally ill. And I just told some women, when you reject God, that's your mental illness. Grandma, them women, 102, 30 years ago, it wasn't nothing about mental illness. You got up, you did what God said, you ate, and you laid back down. Rejecting God is today's mental illness. God bless you all. How do I know God hears my prayer? Get right, and then walk right, and then talk right. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Thank you all for being on the show. We love you. Make sure you get right with God, then he'll hear your prayers. God bless you. See you next week.